Let's open Bible and look at Deuteronomy chapter 28 together.
如果有其他的经文，我会打出来。好，我们先来看这个28章的20节。
Let's read verse 20.
28章的20节，一直念到24节来。
Let's read verse 20 to 24 altogether.
我们用英文的好了。我们刚刚念了中文，现在念英文的。
Okay, let's read all in English. The Lord will send on your curses, confusion and rebuke in everything you put your hand unto, until you are destroyed and come to sudden ruin because of the evil you have done in the forsaking him. The Lord will plague you with diseases until he has destroyed you from the land you are entering to possess. The Lord will strike you with a wasting disease, with a fever and inflammation, with a scorching heat and drought, with blight and mildew, which will plague you until you perish. The sky over your head will be bronze, the ground beneath you iron. The Lord will turn the rain of your country into dust and powder. It will come down from the skies until you are destroyed.
好，我们今天信息开始之前，我们来做个祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们来到你跟前，求主你开我们的心。
Lord, we come before you today. May you open our hearts.
我们今天要讲到罪的咒诅。
Today, we are going to discuss the sin and curses.
很多这个严厉的咒诅是我们不愿意听的。
There are many harsh curses that we do not want to hear.
在我们当中，也许我们认定神是爱。
Among us, we believe that God is love.
我们就不能接受神还能够咒诅。
We don't accept that God also has curses.
求主你帮助我们来认识主你自己所启示的。
Lord, may you help us to understand what you told us by your own words.
而不是我们人凭着自己的喜好跟偏见。
It's not because of our own understanding, our preference, and our prejudice.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
We pray in Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
Amen.
这里从20节我们刚刚念了中文呢，又刚刚念了这个英文呢，到24节的时候，给你一个感觉，就是这是一个干旱的一个咒诅。
So we just read the verse 20 to 24 in both Chinese and English. We got a feeling like this is a curse of drought.
22节讲到这个热病，讲到这个饥荒，讲到这个旱风啊。
So verse 22 talked about the wasting disease, fever, inflammation, drought, and blight and mildew.
23节讲到说我们头上的天要变成铜，地上的地要变成铁。
Verse 23 says the sky over our head will be bronze, the ground beneath iron.
24节讲到说所下的雨其实不是雨也不是水而是尘沙。
So verse 24 says, the rain that pours down is not rain in water, but dust and powder.
我们在讲到说这跟我们什么关系之前，我们要想讲一下这跟以色列民族什么关系。
Before we know what does that have anything to do with us, we need to discuss what's the meaning to the Israelites.
当以色列人得罪神的时候
When the Israelites offended God,
神说干旱要临到
The drought arrived.
其中一个就是University of Wisconsin, 他们做了一个研究。
There was a study done by the University of Wisconsin.
他们在这个以色列附近的一个山洞里头找到这个石你知道这个山洞里面有一个岩石，就是一个从上面下来的，有一些是从下面上去的啊。
So they found a cave near Jerusalem. You know those caves that has the formation coming from both above down and the bottom up.
那些都是因为有水滴了下来之后，慢慢累积成的。
Those were formed by the gradual dripple of water.
他们研究的发现什么呢
?What did they find?
大概公元100到400年的时候在以色列地的雨水忽然间下降非常的多。
So between 100 AD and 700 AD, in the land of Israel, there was a lot of water and rain.
然后整块地就变成干旱。
And after that one, the land became so dry, it was in drought.
一直到近代。
Until now.
那他们他们的解释就是说，因为这个干旱的缘故，结果造成这个罗马帝国等等之类的整个政治的这个有一些的变动。
So they explained that their explanation was that because of the drought, the Roman Empire, Byzantine Empire just started a decay.
那其实干旱在圣经里面讲得很清楚，是神对以色列人的审判。
In the Bible, it told us clearly that drought is the punishment that God gave to the Israelites.
所以这是神所带来的，当以色列人拒绝了神，特别是当以色列人拒绝了耶稣之后。
When the Israelites refused God, especially when they refused Jesus, and this is their outcome.
所以这种的干旱在神的话语里头是之下是实际的发生的。
So in God's words, it told them this one before, and it they actually happened in reality.
在圣经里面我们也看到当以色列人去拜巴利的时候，神也让他们的地有三年的饥荒。
In the Bible, it also told us when the Israelites went to worship Baal and the land had three years of drought.
那个时候就是以利亚的故事啊，刚刚我们念啊唱的那首歌以利亚的日子啊。
So that's what the song we just sung in the worship part, the days of Elijah.
以利亚告诉亚哈王说我在我没有祷告之前地是天是不会下雨的。
Elijah told the king said before I pray there will be no drop of rain from the sky.
然后亚哈王后来找到了这个以利亚就说使以色列人这个饥荒然后天不下雨的是你吗？
So later the king found Elijah sayingis that you who caused the drought and the famine in the land of Israel?
以利亚回答说十天不下雨的是你因为你离弃了耶和华。
So Elijah answered, the one who caused the sky have no rain is you because you forsake God.
所以我们发现这个咒诅是真实的。
So we learned that the curses were real.
第二个的咒诅是讲到这个无助。
The second curse is defeat and helplessness.
我们来看这个从第25节我们一直读到35节我们这一次念英文的。
Let's read from verse 25 to 30. Let's read in English altogether.
35节。
25 to 35. Let's read in English altogether.The Lord will cause you to be defeated before your enemies. You will come at them from one direction, but flee from them in seven. And you'll become a thing of horror to all the kingdoms on earth. Your carcasses will be food for all the birds and the wild animals, and there will be no one to frighten them away. The Lord will afflict you with the boils of Egypt and with tumors,festering sores and the itch from which you cannot be cured. The Lord will afflict you with madness, blindness, and confusion of mind. At midday, you will grope about like a blind person in the dark. You will be unsuccessful in everything you do. Day after day, you will be oppressed and robbed with no one to rescue you. You will be pledged to be married to a woman, but another will take her and rape her.You will build a house, but you will not live in it. You will plant a vineyard, but you will not even begin to enjoy its fruit. Your ox will be slaughtered before your eyes, but you will eat none of it. Your donkey will be forcefully taken from you and will not be returned. Your sheep will be given to your enemies, and no one will rescue them. Your sons and daughters will be given to another nation.And you will wear out your eyes, watching for them day after day, powerless to lift a hand. A people that you do not know will eat what you plant and labor produce, and you will have nothing but cruel oppression all your days. The sights you see will drive you mad. The Lord will afflict your knees and legs with the painful boils that cannot be cured, spreading from the soles of your feet to the top of your head.
好，我们在这里，我们看到一个无助的一个光景。
Here we see the situation, the picture of the helplessness.
特别在26节。
Especially the verse 26.
他说：“你的尸体必在空啊、必给空中的飞鸟和地上的走兽做食物，并且无人烘干。”
It says your carcasses will be food for all the birds and the wild animals, and there will be no one to frighten them away.
无人来帮忙啊。
So there's no one to help.
27节。
Verse 27.
27节讲到说耶和华必用以色列、埃及人的疮、攻击你，使你不能医治。
The Lord will afflict you with the boils of Egypt and with tumors, festering sores and the itch from which you cannot be cured.
没有人能够医治。
No one can cure them.
29节。
Verse 29.
他讲到说你们你要像瞎子在暗中摸索一样，然后最后那里讲到无人打救。
It says that you'll be walking around grope like a blind person and no one helps you, no one rescues you.
英文讲的就是无人帮你。
So the English says no one helps you.
31节。
Verse
31. 31节说你的牛在你眼前宰了，你必不得吃它的肉，你的驴在你眼前被抢夺不得归还，你的羊归了仇敌，无人搭救。
It says your ox will be slaughtered before your eyes, but you will not eat any of the meat. Your donkey will be forcibly taken from you and will not be returned. Your sheep will be given to your enemies, and no one will rescue them.
这里也是讲到无人能够帮助。
Here it also mentioned no one will rescue, will help.
32节。
Verse 32.
你的儿女必归于别国的民，你的眼目终日切望，甚至失明，你手中无力拯救。
Your sons and daughters will be given to another nation, and you will wear out your eyes watching for them day after day, powerless to lift a hand.
无力拯救。
It says it's so, you're so weak and no power even to raise your hand.
35节。
Verse 35.
耶和华必攻击你，使你膝上、腿上，从脚掌到头顶，毒疮啊，长毒疮，无法医治。
The Lord will afflict your knees and legs with the painful boils that cannot be cured, spreading from the soles of your feet to the top of your head.
我们没有办法每一节都讲，但是从25到35节讲的一个是无助的光景。
So we will not go into verse by verse, but from verse 25 to 35, it describes a picture of a helplessness.
你发现到在以色列人的历史里头也是如此。
We can see that from the history of Israelites and the situations were just like that.
在这个四世纪里头，以色列人一直都离弃神啊，不断的离弃神，不断的去敬拜别国的神。
In Judges,It recorded that the Israelites kept worshipping other gods and kept forsaking the real God.
每一次他们敬拜别国的神，他们就被那一个国被占领辖制。
Each time when they worship a god from another land, and they will be invaded by that nation.
经文在四世纪第六章特别讲到，有一次他们敬拜别国的神就被基遍所占领。
So in Judges chapter 6,verse 1 to 6, it describes a situation that they were worshipping God, they were worshipping God from another nation, and then they were occupied, invaded.
基甸哈，六章六节说以色列人因，不是基甸，米甸哈，以色列人因米甸人的缘故极其贫乏。
So in Judges, verse, the chapter 6, verse 1 says, the people of Israel, verse 6.It says that Israel was brought very low because of Midian.
以色列人因米甸人的缘故极其贫乏。
And because of Midian, and they were brought very low.
我们也从历史里面知道说以色列人后来被巴比伦所灭国被掳。
We also know that the Israelites were invaded and then taken as hostage, taken to the land of by Babylon.
然后在公元70年的时候他们被罗马帝国所攻击，最后他们就被分散到列国。
In the 70 AD, and then they were attacked by the Roman Empire, and they were dispersed to all over the world.
他们被那个列国当中啊，经文讲到抛来抛去啊。
So they were thrown around by all the nations.
一直到1948年，他们才复国。
Until 1948, and then they established their country again.
他们也失去他们的价值。
So they lost everything they had.
在14世纪的时候，在欧洲有一个pandemic 啊，就是这叫什么？
黑死病
啊。
In the 14th century, there was a pandemic called the Black Death.
结果欧洲人就怪罪于犹太人。
And the Europeans blamed the Jewish.People for the reason that the Black Death was brought on them.
据称那一次有一半以上的犹太人被杀死。
Due to that one, half of the Jews were killed.
1881年在苏联那里，当他们的这个皇帝被刺杀的时候，犹太人也被这个苏联人所憎恶。
In 1881, when the Russian Tsar Alexander II, the Emperor of Russia, was assassinated, and the Jews were blamed for that one, and millions of Jews were killed.
这一些都是一些的例子啊。
These were all examples.
不是所有的例子。
Not all of the examples, some of them.
我们最清楚的就是二战的时候，希特勒杀了这个差不多有600万的这个犹太人。
The most recent one we remember is from the Second World War. Hitler killed roughly 6 million Jews.
他们被运到这个集中营做苦工。
They were sent to the concentration camp as hard labor.
他们老弱的被送到这个毒气室里头被处决。
The weak ones were sent directly to the gas chamber to be executed.
妇女小孩子都被屠杀。
And women and children were all slaughtered.
有不少无数的人啊，要不就是被活生生的葬，要不然就是被火烧。
Countless of our Jews were even just buried dead, buried alive, or they were killed in the just in the furnace.
简单的一句话，《申命记》28章的咒诅是真实的。
In a simple sentence.The curses depicted in Deuteronomy chapter 8:28 is real.
为什么那么严厉的一个咒诅？
Why are the curses so harsh?
我们回到《申命记》28章20节。
So let's go back to Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 20.
我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
第一句啊，耶和华因你行恶离弃他。
The Lord will send on your curses.
耶和华因你行恶离弃他。
So because of the evil you have committed, the Lord will send on curses.
英文的那一句话在最后，因为中文放在前面，那一句话在最后，因为以色列人离弃了神。
Because the Israelites forsake God.
以色列人离弃了神啊。
The Israelites forsake God and forgot him.
你读28章的话，前面你就晓得以色列人要蒙福是因为他们有神的同在。
When we read the chapter 8, we know that the Israelites were blessed because they have God with them.
以色列人受咒诅是因为他们离弃神。
And they got curses because they forsake and left God.
很多人读到这一章的时候就会想说为什么那么严厉。
When some people, when they read this chapter, and the question, why so harsh?
为什么那么神那么的残忍？
Why is God so merciless?
在我们问这个问题之前呢，你要知道一件事情。
Before we ask this question, we need to know one thing.
在念神在宣布28章的时候，请问以色列人是不是受咒诅的？
When God gave Deuteronomy 20, verse 20, the chapter 28 in the beginning, were they cursed?
不是，以色列人正要蒙福啊。
No, it was when the Israelites were going to take the promised land and they were blessed.
他们正要蒙福，神正要把他们带到迦南地里头去。
They were about to go to the land, the promised land, and they were to be blessed.
所以这是一个警告。
So, this is a warning to them.
神告诉他们说，你们今天的蒙福是因为我。
God told them, like, today you are blessed, it's because you are with me.
我把你们带到这个迦南地的时候，你要记得是我让你蒙福的。
I bring you to this land, to this promised land, it's because I bring you here, and you are blessed because of me.
如果有一天你忘了，离弃我的话，咒诅要临到。
If one day you forget and you forsake me and the curses will come.
打个比方。
For example.
你的爸爸妈妈把你送到美国来念书。
Your parents send you over to America to study.
他送你出去之前他告诉你你不要忘记了是我把你送出去的啊。
Before they send you over, they told you, don't forget that it's us who send you over to study.
你所有在这个美国的生活费都是我来供应你给你的。
All your expenses, all your needs are supported by us.
你要记得这一点。
Remember this.
如果你忘记的话，如果你开始把你父母忘了，开始你不尊重你的父母的话，这一切都会被切断。
If you forget and you don't honor your parents, all this will be cut off.
然后你生活的资源就没了。
And all the source of your sustenance will be gone.
请问你会不会说你父母很残忍？
Would you say that your parents are cruel?
父母你真残忍，你要送我就出，送我出去啊。
Would you say that parents, you are so cruel, if you want to send me over to study, then you send me?
如果我把你忘了，你为什么要把我的这个资源全部切断呢？
If I forget you, why do you cut off my living sustenance.
你会不会这么说？
Would you say that?
不会，大部分人都晓得，那是自作自受。那是自作自受了啊。
It's because whatever they do, they...
一方面，资源切断，是因为你离弃了父母，应该会发生啊，自然会发生的。
Yeah, it's a natural consequence if you forget your parents, forsake your parents.And all the cut-off of your sustenance is a natural outcome.
另外一方面，你离弃了父母，资源被切断，也是应该要发生的。
And on the other hand, when you forsake your parents, dishonor them, the cut-off of the sustenance is also a rightful outcome.
你可以说是你不要父母的时候自然的一个结果。
You can also say this is when you forsake your parents, this is a natural outcome.
你也可以说你不要父母之后是你应该要说的刑罚。
Also, if you forsake your parents, this is the rightful outcome. You deserve the result.
所以当以色列人离弃了神之后，神要把他所有的祝福啊全部收回。
So when the Israelites forsake God, and God would take away all the blessings,They have.
我们今天很快就会问说神为什么那么严厉，但是我们忘了人为什么会蒙福。
So today we ask why God is so cruel, but we forgot to ask that why the people were blessed.
人会蒙福是因为神的恩典。
People are blessed because of the grace of God.
但人把神离弃了，人要受苦。
When people walk away and forsake God, and suffering will come.
然后我们也注意到说，他在这二十八节在这啊二十节在这里说，神耶和华因你行恶离弃他，必在你手里所办的一切事，使咒诅扰乱 责罚临到你，直到你被毁灭。
If you forsake God, the Lord will send down the curses, confusion, and rebuke in everything you put your hands on until you are destroyed and come to sudden ruin.
我们从这个以色列人的历史里头，我们发现，并不是每一次他们一离弃神，第二天马上灾祸降下。
From the history of Israelites, we know that it's not like that. They forsake God, and the second day, right after the curses came,
神有会有警告。
God gave them warnings.
神会给他们时间。
God gave them time.
所以神并不是一个残忍的神。
So God is not a cruel, like a merciless God.
如果神是一个残忍的神，他就不需要告诉你。
If God were a ruthless God, he would not tell you this.
为什么要告诉以色列人?
Why would he tell the Israelites?
为什么?
Why?
因为要以色列人当他们受到这些的问灾害的时候能够怎么想到神早就有警告。
So he wanted the Israelites, when they encounter all these curses, all these sufferings, they would remember the warnings from God.
我们讲到这个疫情啊。
We talk about pandemic.
我们讲到 COVID.
We talk about COVID.
然后医生就会告诉我，你得到 COVID 之后会有这个症状，这个症状，这个症状，这样列了一大堆。
The doctor would tell you if you have COVID, you have such and such symptoms.
请问你会不会起来指责医生说，你那么残忍啊。
And will you stand up and then kind of challenge the doctor saying, why are you so ruthless?
不会。
No, you will not do that.
医生告诉你说，万一你得到这些之后，你要知道说你的解决方案，你该做什么。
The doctor would tell you, like, if you do have symptoms like this one, here are the things you can do.
所以神在28章那里宣告他咒诅的时候，是要以色列人知道，当这些事情发生的时候，他们已经离弃了神。
So in the chapter 8, the God told the Israelites, when these things happened, is it because they have left and forsaken God?
神要以色列人知道，当这些事情发生的时候，他们离弃神的时候，乃是要他们能够悔改。
So when they left God, all this happened, and all these warnings were to ask the Israelites to repent.
所以我要今天要大家思考罪的一个后果。
So today I would like all to consider, to ponder on the consequence of sin.
我们从这个实际以色列人要面对的后果，我们来思考我们自己。当我们在最终的时候会面对的问题。
From the warnings the Israelites got and the consequences they got, we need to ponder and consider the consequence of sin in our own lives.
第一就是干旱。
The first one is drought.
第二无助。
Second one is helplessness.
第三我们会发现自己没有什么价值。
The third one is we find ourselves have no values. No value.
干旱、
The dryness and drought.
刚刚我们念的这些经文里头，你就发现实际在以色列人所发生的是天不下雨，地也不长任何的东西、
So the drought portion, we know like what happened to the Israelites. Their land was so dry, nothing would grow.
这其实也反映了罪所带来的一个后果。
This is the consequence of sin.
罪会带来我们内心里头一种干旱的感觉。
Sin brings on the feeling of dryness in our own hearts.
诗篇32篇。
Psalm chapter 32.
32篇是大卫写的一篇诗篇。
Psalm 32 was a psalm written by David.
大卫曾经犯的一个很大的过错，就是把别人的太太拿了过来，然后又把别人的那个太太的先生把他杀死了。
David committed a terrible sin. He took another man's wife and also killed the woman's husband, killed the guy.
很长一段时间他都没有悔改。
He did not repent for a long time.
一直到有先知来指责他的时候，他才开始在神面前认罪。
Until the prophet came over to accuse him, and then he came before God to repent.
32篇3到4节那里在描写大卫当他不悔改的时候里头的一个真实光景。
In Psalm chapter 32, verse 3 to 4, it depicted a picture when David did not repent the situation he was facing.
第三节他说，我闭口不认罪的时候，因终日哀恨就骨头枯干。
Verse 3, for when I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long.
黑夜白日你的手在我身上沉重，我的精液耗尽。
Your hand was heavy upon me, my strength was dried up as by the heat of summer.
他讲到说他内心里面有一个感受，就是里面很干。
David depicted a situation that he feels very dry in his spirit and heart.
里面没有什么力气。
There was no strength.
因为他有罪不认。
Because he had a sin, he did not repent.
我想大家都有这样的经历吧。
I think probably many of us have a similar experience.
当你知道你做错事情，你不愿意认错的时候，里头的感觉是非常枯干的。
When you did something wrong and you did not repent, acknowledge the wrong, you feel like feel the dryness inside.
除非你的良心完全被抹杀，要不然每一个人的感觉都差不多。
Unless your conscience was totally wiped out, most people would feel very dry inside.
我们称那些做错犯罪的人还很高兴的，我们称他们会是神经病啊。
So we call those people who committed sin and they're still very joyful, very happy. We call them there was something wrong with their mind.
可能他们神经失常了啊。
Maybe they lost their conscience and they have some issue with their mind.
因为我们都知道，一个正常的人，当他们在最终而不愿意承认是个罪的时候，他里头是非常的难受。
We know for a normal person, if someone committed sin, did not repent, acknowledge the sin, and he would feel this heaviness in his heart.
在以西结书37章讲到以色列人像这个山谷里头的一片的枯干的这个骨头。
So in Ezekiel chapter 37, it described like the Israelites in the valley, like all those dry bones were littered.
干旱。
And dryness, the drought.
当我们夫妻之间出了问题的时候，我们不愿意去和好的时候，你发现我们的关系就好像干旱一片的这个干地一样。
When there's issue between couples, if that's not resolved, don't want to confront it, we feel like there's dryness, the drought in our relationship.
像干地不能生长任何的东西。
The dry land that nothing would grow.
当两个人起了冲突之后，不愿意和好的时候，旁边人都会感觉这是一片干旱之地。
When two people had conflicts and they don't want to reconcile, even people around them will feel this area is so dry, it's in drought.
这个不难感觉的。
It's not hard to feel.
除非你很会装哈、啊，那夫妻过来的时候，哎，都没感，都很好的样子，要不然的话，人家很快就很容易就感觉今天是不是发生了什么问题。
Unless you are really good at hiding that, I put a facade in front of you, and in most situations, people will feel something's wrong and feel the dryness in the relationship.
罪带来干旱。
Sin brings on dryness.
但是耶稣告诉我们说，在他那里有解决的方案。
Jesus told us, and he has a solution for us.
耶稣在约翰福音七章37到38节这么说，节日的末日就是最大的之日。耶稣站着高声说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。信我的人就如经上所说，在他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
In John chapter 7, verse 37 to 38, on the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood up and cried out, If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.
我们刚刚讲的每一个在罪中的人不愿意认罪的时候是一片干旱的感觉。
We just talk about people like who committed sin and did not want to repent, acknowledge the sin, inside to feel the dryness.
每个基督徒都有感觉到当我们的罪在基督里面得到解决的时候像一道泉水流入我们的心田的当中。
Christians have this experience when the sin was resolved and acknowledged, repented, it feels like there's this living water flowing in our heart.
我们罪人，当我们愿意认罪的时候，我们跟神之间的关系复合的时候，那是像一道活水的江河流入到我们的生命里头。
We sinners, when we're willing to acknowledge and repent our sins and restore the relationship between us and God, we will feel the flowing of the living water in our hearts.
当我们基督徒很少去反省自己的问题的时候，我们很少在神面前认罪的时候，很多的罪我们都不去认的时候，你会发现到我们生活当中越来越像一片干地。
We Christians, if we don't come before God to acknowledge and repent our sins, and we keep living the old way, we feel that the dryness in our heart and feel the drought in our spirit.
当我们回到基督里，
When we come back to Christ,
他说，渴的人可以来到我这里，可以得到那活水的江河。
If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink, and he will get the rivers of living water will flow from his heart.
我们刚刚念的，在25节到35节，我们看到以色列人，当他们离弃神的时候，他们所面对的是一个无助的光景。
From verse 25 to 35 we just read,We saw that when the Israelites, when they left and forsake God, and they were in a situation of a helplessness.
我们看见无人拯救，也无人能够帮助。
No one would rescue them, no one would help them.
罪也常常带给我们一个无助感。
Sin often brings on this feeling of helplessness.
为什么？
Why?
因为当我们在罪中的时候，我们是要靠自己。
Because when we are in sin, we rely on ourselves.
我们不要靠神。
We don't want to rely on God.
我们离弃神。
We left and forget God.
我们认为我们自己靠自己就够了。
We think it's sufficient that we rely on ourselves.
我们不愿意听从神的话。
We don't want to listen to God's
word. 我们也不愿意谨慎地遵守他所启示给我们的命令。
And we don't want to pay attention and admonish to the commands he gave us.
所以会怎么样呢
?What happens?
神就会让你自己走自己的路。
God will leave you alone and you can walk your own path.
如果神的话是神是借着他的话来造我们的话，神的话离了我们，我们就失去了那造我们的那个生命力。
If God's word is the one that created us, when we leave God and we leave the one who gave us life,
我们就被冷落在一边，独自的去为我们的人生奋斗。
We are left alone and trying to struggle and fight, kind of struggle for life by ourselves.
这是一个怎么样的光景
？What the situation this one is？
在你凡事都顺利的时候，你不感觉怎么样；但是一切都不顺的时候，你发现自己很无助。
Everything is successful, smooth as planned. You don't feel anything. But when things go wrong, and you feel this helplessness.
有人问基督徒是不是都是在无助的时候才信耶稣的？
Many people may ask, for those Christians, are those Christians believing God when they are in the helpless state?
应该这么说，我们都是在无助的时候才真正看清楚。之前我们认为我们什么人都不需要，连神都不需要的时候，那是非常很肤浅的一个人生观。
We would say that only when we are in the dire situations that we recognize what we had before, to rely on ourselves is not sufficient.
耶稣讲
And that's such a shallow view.
耶稣讲过一个比喻浪子回头的比喻。
Jesus gave a parable of the prodigal son.
他讲到说二儿子说告诉爸爸说你把我应该属于我的全部给我，然后他就搬离家，然后自己去生活了。
So the second son asked the father saying, give me all my inheritance, and then he got it, and then left the father and went to live on his own.
那一个浪子就认为说他自己什么都行，不需要爸爸。
The prodigal son thought he was good, he was sufficient, he can rely on himself to live his life.
他活在一个虚幻之中。
So he was living in a hallucinating state.
一直到他有一天把他所有的花尽的时候，他才开始想到他有一个爸爸在家。
Until one day he squandered all he had, and he remembered he has a father.
在这个时候，你想他在花完一切所有的时候，他还要逞强的就说我不需要我爸爸好呢？还是他花完的时候？他想到他爸爸应该是时间回去找天父，哪一个比较好？
When he squandered everything away, and there are two choices, either he would continue kind of to live on his own and don't seek help, or he would come to his father and look for the heavenly father for help.
只有当他到一切都没走到人的尽头的时候，他才会发现现实是什么。
When he only went to the end of his own situation, end of the weight of his end, that he will realize that he will need God.
在无助当中来寻求神。
In helplessness and seeking God is the way out.
以赛亚书41章5到7节给我们一幅画。
Isaiah Chapter 41, 5 to 7, give us a picture.
他那里讲到说第五节 海岛看见就都害怕，地极都战惊，就进前来，他们个人帮助邻舍，个人对弟兄说壮胆吧，然后木匠勉励这个银匠，然后就造了这个偶像但是偶像会摇动，他们就用钉子把它钉稳，让它不会摇动。
So in Isaiah chapter 41, 5 to 7, It described the islands have seen it and fear, the ends of the earth tremble, they approach and come forward, they help each other and say to their companions, be strong.
他就讲到说，世人呢，当他们面对无助、害怕的时候，他们有两个反应。
It talks about the most people, when they are in a helpless situation, they have two responses.
一个就是他们彼此的鼓励，不要怕，不要怕。
One is they encourage each other, don't fear, be strong.
他们是想借着彼此的鼓励，他们就不需要惧怕。
And they thought like if they encourage each other, they don't have fear.
第二个就是他们自己造一个偶像，把它钉稳。
And the other one is they create an idol and strengthen the idol, so they worship the right idol.
就告诉他们，因为有这个不会摇动的偶像，我就不怕。
And they tell themselves, and as long as this idol does not move, it's a steady, and we won't fear.
就好像今天我们对着这个将来有恐惧，将来这个退休的生活要怎么办？我们就造了自己的偶像，我们存了很多的退休金，然后认为说那个退休金是稳固的，我们就不怕。
It's like today we are looking into the future when in the years of retirement, and how we can sustain ourselves.We say, okay, let's build this idol. We build our retirement fund. As long as this fund is stable, we'll be okay.
但是圣经告诉我们，当我们面对未知的未来的时候，不是我们彼此鼓励就能够解决的。
But Bible tells us that when we're facing the unknown in the future, it will not solve the situation by just simply encourage each other.
不是我们弄了一个 portfolio, 这个很好的这个退休金是稳固的就可以解决的。
Nor a stable portfolio and a steady portfolio to sustain our income will solve the situation.
大家都知道2008年这个经济垮的时候，很多退休的人又要回到职场里头去工作的。
We know in 2008, when the financial collapse happened, many people, retired people, had to come back to workforce to earn their living.
那我在以前工作的时候，我在想这个问题：我到底要多少才能够退休啊？
While I was working, I kept thinking about, okay, how much money I will need in order to have a good retirement.
后来我发现美金有可能贬值到什么都不值的时候，我发现我存多少都没用。
One day I realized.If the US dollar devalued to the point of it's worthless, then no matter how much I save, it would be useless.
师母是台湾人，我就说我能不能把钱放到台湾的去啊？
So my wife is from Taiwan, so I asked her, if I save my money in Taiwan, would that help?
台湾人也担心有一天他们都被毁了啊，我还把钱放在那里做什么？
And people from Taiwan will worry one day, maybe they will be destroyed, and then if I save money there, it's useless.
你发现到说没有一个能够，没有一处能够造一个偶像，你能够把它钉稳之后做你的依靠。
We realize that there's no such idol that we can establish and make it so steady and strong that we can rely on.
当我们在最终我们不依靠神，我们依靠自己的时候，我们就陷入一个无助的当中。
When we are in sin and we don't repent, we rely on ourselves, we fall into the state of helplessness.
在无助当中，我们需要开始思考。
In the helplessness, we need to ponder and consider.
我们需要谦卑。
And we need to humble ourselves.
我们需要来到神面前。
We need to come before God.
在最终会让我们整个人生的价值往下跌。
In sin, we see ourselves as worthless. We lose value of who we are.
你我们读的这段经文的后面就讲到说，在他们当中居住的都比他们这个地位都高。
The scripture we read, the sojourners living among them are higher than who they are, than what they are.
生命记28:43说，在你们中间寄居的必渐渐上升，比你高而又高，你必渐渐下降，低而又低。
In verse 43, it tells us, the foreigners, the sojourners who reside among you will rise above you higher and higher, but you will sink lower and lower.
这个很简单，你发现在世上的人，他们最想要的就是自尊心。
It's straightforward. People living in this world, what they want the most is the self-esteem.
整天在想说我怎么样把我的自尊心提高。
Every day they've been thinking how to raise my self-esteem.
我们在基督里，我们从神那里得到的价值，我们不需要再担心自尊心的问题。
In Christ, we are valued. We don't have to worry about this worldly known self-esteem.
我们不是在想怎么增加自己的自尊心，我们晓得有一位救主耶稣基督为我们舍命流血洗净我们一切的罪。
We don't have to think about how to increase our self-esteem. We know there's a Savior, Jesus Christ, who died for us. He put on the ultimate sacrifice for us.
我们像一个小孩子，我们不知道我们的才干有多少，我们不一定有这个成绩等等之类的，但是我们知道父母爱我们。
Like a small children, we may not have a great scores, great achievements, but we know one thing, my parents love me.
也许我们真的什么一无是处。
Maybe we are not good at anything.
但是有一位神，他赐下他的爱子为我们死在十字架上。
But there's God who gave his one and only son who died on the cross for us.
在彼得前书5:6这么说，你们要自卑伏在神大能的手下，到了时候他必叫你升高。
In 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 6, it says, Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you.
我们不需要担心我们本身的价值。
We do not have to worry about the value of ourselves.
我们只需要来到神面前谦卑。
We only need to come before God and humble ourselves.
他必叫我们升高。
He will exalt us.
在28章的祝福跟咒诅里头，我们也看到。 在神手中的，神必叫他们升高。
In the chapter 28, all the blessings and curses, we see that those who are in God, He will exalt them, He will raise them higher and higher.
但是我们需要来到神面前。
But we need to come before God.
我们看到罪所带给我们的问题。
We see the consequence of sin.
它在我们当中所造成的那种枯干，人生枯干的一个滋味。
It causes the dryness in our life.
它使我们感到无助。
It makes us feel helplessness.
不是只是无助感，是真的无助。
It's not just a feeling of helplessness. It's the reality is we are helpless.
你到外面，我上去查这个 YouTube 或者等等之类，很多的方啊、很多私人的方式，就是帮助增加你的、减少你的无助感，都是感觉啊。但是它真正没有办法解决你所面对的问题。
So in a lot of YouTube videos and many self-help kind of videos, it talks about how to raise your self-esteem, remove your feeling of helplessness. But in reality, it is helpless. It's just helps to increase your, like remove your feeling, but not reality.
我们的神不是减少你的无助感，是真的帮助你。
Our God is not reduce the feeling of your helplessness, but it's God is really helping you.
他不是只是解决你的罪恶感，他真的是赦免你的罪。
It's not like he only solves the feeling of you have of the sinfulness, but he saves you, removes the sin.
所以老实说，基督教这个信仰不是精神寄托，因为它不是解决你的感觉，它是真的解决你的问题。
Simply put, Christianity is not just to take care of your feelings, but it actually saves you from sin.
反而是世人在无助的时候，在各种各样的困境当中，帮助你这种提高自己的自尊心，提高减少你的无助感的时候，那才是精神寄托，虚假的东西。
The world way of trying to help you raise your self-esteem, trying to resolve your helplessness, this feeling, that's actually a fake kind of not real situation.
28:45. 45节那里说到什么呢？
The verse 45 says,
他说这一切咒诅必追随你，赶上你，直到你灭亡。
It says, all these curses will come upon you, they will pursue you and overtake you until you are destroyed.
我们不回转的话，罪的咒诅有一天要追上我们。
If we don't repent our sins, one day the curses of this curses will pursue and overtake you.
他追你，这是一个过程，最后把你赶追上了，直到你灭亡。
The pursuing you is a process until one day the action that overtakes you until you perish.
这表示还有一段时间，是不是？
It depicts a process. There's a certain process and time.
但最终罪的后果会临到。
But at the end, the ultimate consequence of sin will arrive.
这是一段时间的过程，也表示我们还有时间可以悔改。
So this process, it also tells us we have time, we need to repent.
在这当中你就看到神给的恩典。
We see God's mercy and grace in this process.
神也大致可以说，这一切咒诅在你犯罪的第一天就临到你，马上灭亡。没有。
God did not say when you commit sin and all these curses will arrive at you just right at the moment.
He
didn't say that.
神好像刻意是说，我让这个咒诅追着你一段时间啊，最后才追上。
God purposely tells us it's almost like let the curses.Chase you, pursue you for a while, and then overtake you.
所以我们在最终的时候，我们会感觉到罪的后果。
So while we're in sin, we feel the consequence of sin.
有一段时间我们会感觉不对劲。
For a while, we may feel something is wrong, something is not right with us.
那段时间是神的恩典。
And that process is actually the grace and mercy from God.
让我们能够来回转。
It reminds us to repent, to acknowledge our sin.
我们最后来看哥林多前书十一章。
Let's look at the First Corinthians chapter 11.
见到耶稣基督来到世上为我们承受了罪的咒诅，为我们钉在十字架上。
It talks about Jesus Christ came and then be the sacrifice for us and take all the curses and died on the cross for us.
第十一章那里讲到说，耶稣被卖的那夜拿起饼来祝谢了，就拨开说，这是我的身体为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
It talks about that Jesus on the day of his betrayal, he took the bread and broke it, says, this is my body, and do this in remembrance of me.
饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是我用我所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。
In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me.
你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死，直到他来。
For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
这饼跟杯表示耶稣基督为我们死啊。
This bread and cup symbolize Jesus Christ died for us.
表明耶稣基督为我们承受了这个罪的咒诅。
It symbolizes that Jesus took all the curses for us.
耶稣在十字架上说他渴了。
On the cross, when Jesus was on the cross, he said, I'm thirsty.
他干旱，他渴了。
He felt the dryness and he was thirsty.
然后从他腹中要流出水，让我们这些在最终干旱的人得以能够饮用。
From his body will flow the rivers of life, and for those who are thirsty will drink and then gain life.
我们这些在罪中的人，耶稣说我在十字架上已经战胜死亡。
For our sinners, Jesus proclaimed that on the cross that he has overcome death.
他也是在十字架上他战胜那一个掌权者。
He won over that was empowering in the world.
他战胜撒旦那一个掌权者。
Yeah, he won over the Satan who is in power in the world.
是我们这些在追踪的人，我们不是无助，我们乃是有一位救主为我们战胜死亡。我们面对死亡的时候，我们不再感到无助，因为我们晓得有一位救主为我们成就了这救恩。
For our sinners, we are no longer feeling the helplessness because we have a Savior who died for us and took away the sin.
我们这个救恩是神耶稣基督用他宝血、用他身体所买赎过来的。
The salvation is what Jesus gave to us by his blood.
他不是派一条牛一条羊啊，一只羊为我们死，他是派自己的独生子爱子耶稣基督他的生命为我们死在十字架上。
God did not use an animal, an ox or sheep as a sacrifice, but he sent his one and only son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for us.
所以我们现在要领用这个圣餐。
So we will have a communion now.
我们每一位已经信主受洗的基督徒可以来领用。
For those who have been baptized, you can take the communion.
我们在主基督里面，我们纪念我们的主为我们成就的救恩。
In Christ, we remember what Jesus has died for us.
使我们不在咒诅之下。
So we no longer live under the curses.
当我们成为基督徒之后，我们也不再回到罪中，因为那罪是使我们的救主耶稣基督死在十字架上的这个罪，我们不再与罪有任何的关系。
When we become Christians, we separate ourselves from sin. We're no longer under the bondage and curse of sin.
所以我们就不要再回到罪中啊，过罪中的生活。
And we don't want to go back to sin and live a life of a sin.
我们来到神面前有一段安静的时间，我们请服侍的人员上来。
Let's spend a quiet minute before God, and we ask those brothers and sisters who are serving communion to come forward.